Imagine you're at home and you get a call, a telephone call. On the other side of the line, there's a friend of a friend with an invitation for you to a masquerade party. Now, this friend of the friend is a host, and he has decided that he wants to pick the roles that characters each come as. And you're given the role of the goddess. How cool! How cool! What an honor, you think. And after the initial fascination, after you hang up, you start to think, well, what could I wear? And this is where the problem begins. And your mind goes back to ancient times, and the first person you think of is Cleopatra, probably. But who else? Could it be that there are more recent goddesses around? I have no role models, you think to yourself. I'm sure the internet can help. And so you go cruising a bit and then find Hollywood roles that were decried as goddesses, legendary actresses that are no longer alive. Marilyn Monroe, Rita Hayworth, Ingrid Bergman, Jane Russell, Audrey Hepburn, Elizabeth Taylor, just to name a few. And what about Lauren Bacall and the great Grace Kelly? But you think, I can't use those as role models. They are long gone. This is a different time. And you're starting to understand that it's probably really, really difficult. So your honor and your fascination with the idea of being the goddess at this masquerade party gave way to a feeling of ineptitude. You know, what am I going to do? Or you could change your perspective. You start to remove from your closet scarves that you could use around as flowing garments. You don't have anything long enough, you think. And you pull out the most refined jewelry that you can imagine, even if it's costume jewelry. It must be gold looking, you think. I need to find something that speaks of me as someone who is far above this earthly plane. And you immediately start thinking of makeup and how surely makeup will do the rest. You've already learned a first lesson here. It's not about covering yourself or about creating a mask of any kind with makeup or anything. It's really the essence that makes you a goddess. And it is in you, there is in you a goddess that needs to emerge. All of us have one. But today you think, oh, there's no role model for us. Today, Gina Torres is our modern day goddess. And by the way, she also played Cleopatra way back when in a movie. But many of us remember her as Jessica Pearson in the TV series Suits, and then again as Jessica Pearson in the TV series Pearson. Think of the way she moves in those series. Think of the way she dresses, but more importantly, how she carries herself. But also remember that she had the power to leave power behind in those roles she played and still be both a successful influencer and a true goddess. She seems to exude contentment. She basks in luxury and creates a fascination about her that has us asking, how does she do that? She allures the powers that be who bow before her elegance and her alchemy, hopeful she'll consider their cause as worthy of her guidance. But back to the party. We're there and you're starting to think, well, let me go. Who is the first one that you call? Would you call a man or would you call a woman to help you try to get yourself together for this party. And surely you'd opt for a female, your best friend, and someone who will be impartial, you think. Now, I will limit this episode to just tell you that goddesses have been worshipped for over 30,000 years. It's probably, perhaps, one of the oldest spiritual traditions to date. But that said, today it's really hard to find a role model anywhere, in life or in the media, of a goddess. Today, our goddess is a heroine. She embodies wisdom, sensuality, physical grace, and even a bit of athleticism. Of course, this is not to be mistaken with the shadow side of the goddess, which means overplaying your feminine role, as we often see in many movie stars and fashion models the world over today. Our next episode will be part two of The Goddess.
bringing certain objects to our attention that are at a distance, say, of a yard, a meter, 2 meters, 3 meters, 3-4 yards, and seeing it, focusing our vision on it, bringing it to the foreground, and having all things around it be blurred. And these are also exercises that help in refining and tuning our meditation skills, our raising our vibrational states, learning how to get messages from the universe. These are all steps that we can take on that road to taking a qualitative jump to our life on this earth, and trying to come out of our windmills, those windmills of our mind that we're just stuck on, and why aren't they calling me, and what are they thinking, what should I do to get their attention, and you know, all of this, when really it's all about us and not them. It's all about the way we perceive things and the way we can change our vision of things and how we spend time with things. I'm going to call it a day with this podcast today. And I understand I've just scratched the surface here, and I called the podcast Self-Care, when I know it's much more than just self-care. I'll be back. Bye-bye, ladies and gentlemen. Take care of yourself.